Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus by Dusty Bowling. Narrated by Carissa Vacker. 1. When I was little, a kid pointed at me on the playground and shouted, "Her arms fell off!" Then ran away screaming in terror to his mom, who had to cuddle him on her lap and rub his head for like 10 minutes to get him to calm down. I think, up until then, I hadn't thought about the idea that my arms must have actually fallen off at some point in my life. I had never really thought about not having arms at all. My missing arms weren't an issue for me or my parents. I never once heard either of them say, "Oh no, Avon can't possibly do that because that's only for armed people," or, "Poor Avon is so helpless without arms," or, "Maybe Avon can do that one day, you know, if she ever grows some arms." They always said things like, "You'll have to do this differently from other people, but you can manage," and, "I know this is challenging, keep trying," and, "You're capable of anything, Avon." I had never realized just how different I was until the day that horrible kid shouted about my arms having fallen off. For the first time, I found myself aware of my total armlessness, and I guess I felt like I was sort of naked all of a sudden. So I, too, ran to my mom, and she scooped me up and carried me away from the park, allowing my tears and snot to soak her shirt. As she drove us home that day, I sat whimpering in my car seat and asked her what had happened to my arms and why they'd fallen off.